AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. We're learning more about the deadly Amtrak wreck in Philadelphia. Federal investigators say the train was going more than 100 miles an hour before the derailment, and police say the train engineer declined to provide a statement to investigators. The train left the tracks as it was nearing a curve where the speed limit was 50 miles an hour. Meanwhile, NTSB board member Robert Sumwalt says crews continue to search the scene.
There are many first responders out there that are working. They are carefully examining the equipment to see if there are anyone else in the rail cars.
A House panel today, meanwhile, approved deep spending cuts to Amtrak's budget just hours after the deadly derailment. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Amtrak faces an 18% cut in its funding. An effort by House Democrats to get the House Appropriations Committee to add $1.3 billion to its funding was rejected as Republicans refused to go along. However, in past years, Amtrak cuts that House Republicans have approved have been restored during negotiations with the Senate, and that could happen again.
The Justice Department says a former U.S. attorney and current chief of staff to the FBI director has been named acting director of the Drug Enforcement Administration. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says Chuck Rosenberg will replace ousted DEA chief Michelle Lionheart, who was forced to retire last month amid questions about her handling of allegations of misconduct by agents outlined in an inspector general's report. Stocks are ending mostly lower as traders considered some corporate earnings and news of deals. The Dow lost 7 points, while the S&P 500 lost less than a point. The Nasdaq edged up 5 points. This is AP Radio News. The British government has released previously secret letters written by Prince Charles to government officials.
The government didn't want them released, saying the letters could hurt the public's perception about the future king, who's supposed to remain neutral on political topics. But a Journalists' Freedom of Information Act request forced the issue into the courts. And now, several years later, the Black Spider memos are out, so-called because of Prince Charles' cramped handwriting. In the memos, the prince does take sides on issues of organic farming, traditional architecture, the culling of badgers here, alternative medicines. One note to former Prime Minister Tony Blair worries the British Armed Forces weren't well equipped in Iraq. Kyle McKinnon, London.
Walmart will test a new unlimited shipping service for online shoppers this summer that will be priced below Amazon's popular $99 a year Prime service. The subscription will cost customers $50 a year. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.